Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Good evening. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Good evening. This is Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine, joined by
Yvonne Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight is our night to do the show, and we have a great lineup of guests tonight. But let's just get right into what's going on in the North State, starting with, how about movies in the park?
Yeah, we've got a good one tomorrow night. Ralph Breaks the Internet. And Dignity Health is actually going to be there, and they're going to be handing out kettle corn and lemonade and to everybody that's there. So we're
looking
forward
to that.
That's
so awesome. They also have the raffle for the VIP section. Emily from the office and I went last week to help James, or to kind of help James, and it was pretty fun to watch how excited people would get about being in that VIP section. So also, they give away tickets for Turtle Bay at Movies in the Park. I think it's 6 tickets for a night or a day at Turtle Bay. So go out not only to see the movie, but for all the other fun stuff. The movie's at Caldwell Park, and the movies start at dusk, usually about 8:45, 9 o'clock. So come on out and join the fun and watch a movie under the stars with your friends and community members. So what else we got going on, Yvonne?
Well, we've got Smooth Guitar with Jimmy Limo at Lily's Restaurant, and that's June 26th is the next one for that.
Awesome. I also have the Tribute to the Trees. That's an annual fundraiser in the gardens in Dunsmuir at Dunsmuir City Park. The gates open at 3:30, and it's a $45 dinner and concert. The dinner starts at 5, and if you just want to go to the concert, it's $25, and that starts at 6:30. It's actually a really fun event, so if you get a chance, head on up to Dunsmuir and check that out. Another thing is Mosquito Serenade.
Oh, yeah.
That's on Wednesday, so it was last night, but they do it every week. So then that is at Anderson River Park, and another great event. We have so many great fun events here in the North State.
And 4th of July is coming up.
Yeah.
So everybody's got to start planning for that. We've got our Reading Firecracker 5K, and that's happening at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's a timed 5K fun run and walk, a quarter-mile little sparklers race, patriotic opening ceremony, and full pancake breakfast.
Awesome. And then, of course, at the Cascade Theater, we have Mamma Mia. And I'm happy to say that tonight we have the director of Mamma Mia here with us, John Truitt. And we can just get right into talking to John. Welcome.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Yvonne, for having me today. It's a nice night here in downtown Reading. Mamma Mia is playing tonight and Friday and Saturday. We're really excited about it.
Closing weekend.
It's closing weekend. It's been a long haul, but it's been a good production. And we've got some great results. A lot of talent here in Reading has come together to make what I consider to be, you know, a pretty fantastic show. The people show themselves off really nice. Great dance, great songs, great music, just a great evening of entertainment.
So tell us a little bit about the story.
The story of Mamma Mia.
Uh-huh.
We're on a Greek island.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a young woman, and she looks through her mother's diary and finds out that she may have, there are three men that could possibly be her father. And so she invites the three men to her wedding. And she figures that somewhere during the wedding, she'll figure out who her real father is. And then a bunch of hilarity and ABBA songs ensue.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Cool. Yeah, I actually have seen the movie, and it's just a really fun movie. I'm going to the play tomorrow night, and I cannot wait.
No, you can't. The stage play is different than the movie. You know, usually when they make musicals into movies, you know, they have to redact some things. They got to take out some numbers. They got to change some things. You know, it's just the nature of film. So I think that people are really going to be pleasantly surprised to see just how many ABBA songs are in this show, and also a lot of different numbers and a lot of different things that people haven't seen before. And I know. That they're going to be pleased for these different surprises.
I have a question about the songs. Do the audience members sing along?
We encourage audience members to sing along. And so far, about halfway through the show, people start singing until towards the very end. It's just a full-on chorus in the audience. You know, there's some ABBA songs that everybody recognizes. You know, the song Mamma Mia, Waterloo. A couple of other tunes, and you don't know, ABBA sneaks up on you. You don't know how many ABBA songs you know until suddenly you start hearing a bunch of ABBA songs. And we've got cast members that are fairly young. They're in their early twenties, and you know they say that people that are in their early twenties are going to live to be 110, 115, 120 years old. So these people are going to be singing these ABBA songs in the 22nd century. I'm happy to report. I don't know if that's a blessing, but it is for them.
So who are the main characters in the cast?
Main characters is the daughter, mm-hmm. The one who types her mother's diary the bride-to-be.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Sophie Sheridan. She's played by a young woman here in the North Valley named Jessica Jamerson. Jessica Jamerson is new to the Cascade stage, but she's not new to performing, and you certainly would not consider her to be a new talent by any stretch of the imagination. She is a powerhouse. She's a great singer. She's a great dancer. She's a great young actress. She's fearless. And you're going to watch her do some things that you're just going to blow your mind. You're going to say, wow, this young woman is so talented. Her mother, Donna, is played by Jocelyn Carter, who people probably recognize from other Cascade productions and different productions around Shasta County. She's a great actor, and I'm really glad that she's in that role. I mean, Jocelyn is just so talented and so... just such a genuinely lovable, good person
mm-hmm.
that just having her around made everybody just feel really great and makes the audience feel really good, too.
She's been in quite a few productions.
She's been in quite a few.
Not just at the Cascade.
That's true. Yeah. Like all over town. She's one of those people that everybody likes to work with mm-hmm. and to be with. And so, you know, anytime that you get a chance to be with Jocelyn, you look forward to that. And I'm happy to report that, you know, as a mother and daughter, she and Jessica work so well together that people have been asking them, are you actually, you know, mother and daughter? It's really very beautiful.
That's cool. Awesome. And then is Blake Fisher in this?
Blake Fisher is in this. Blake
is he the groom? No.
No, he's not. Sophie's groom, Sky, is Jacob McDuffie.
That's right.
And then Sam is one of Donna's long-lost lovers who has come back to the island and is hoping to rekindle something with Donna, and that's Blake Fisher. And Blake's an amazing talent, and anybody who sees Blake perform on stage is glad they did.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Can you tell us when it starts and, like, tonight, what time?
Tonight at 7:30, okay. Tomorrow night at 7:30, Saturday at 2 p.m. matinee, and then Saturday night, 7:30. You can get tickets online at cascadetheater.org, but if you want to get tickets, get them now, because there's not very many left.
Very popular.
The show's been very popular. We're really happy with it. It's just a fun evening in downtown Reading, here in the Cultural District.
Yes.
We're happy to report, and we're loving it. It's a hit. Come on out.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John, for being here.
Hey,
we really
thank you.
Appreciate it.
And you know what? I want to thank the two of you for everything that you do in the community, not just with Enjoy Magazine, but radio shows like this, Movies in the Park, all of the stuff that the two of you do for our community. You just help make Reading a better place to live in. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we will return in just a few minutes.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I invite you to experience Reading's downtown dining history. I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Reading, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street and opens 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Reading's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Enjoy. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine, and we are so happy to be here. And we have our next guest with us here, and we'll just go right into it. So our next guests are Lou White and Patrick Karch, and they're here to talk to us about the Lou White and Marvin Evans concert that's coming up on the 29th. Hi, guys.
Hey, greetings. 29th at Reading School of the Arts. It's going to be hosting Lou and Marvin. And Lou is graciously offered to do a benefit concert for the school.
That's awesome.
And Lou, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, it wasn't easy getting Marvin up here. He's all the way down in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And back when my hair was a lot darker, I was in the Navy band back 1976. Before that is the last time I saw Marvin.
Wow.
But I found him on the internet, and after looking for years and years, and wrote him a little note and said, "Are you the Marvin Evans that served in the Navy band and so forth and so on?" And he, being a man of few words, just wrote back, "It is I."
He owed you $100 or something.
Well, that's awesome that he's coming up for the show.
Yeah, then he came up to visit. This is before the fire, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we were canceled because of the fire.
That it was supposed to take place in August, correct, last year?
Right, yeah. That's correct.
And I couldn't practice because my wife took my instruments and left me out in the woods. So we canceled.
Yeah. Lou, I read your story that you gave to me probably about 8 months ago, and wow, it was pretty intense. You really had a lot going on up there. Lou stayed behind when the car fire was going on to save his neighborhood. So pretty scary for you.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it did happen.
Yeah. And you live in French Gulch?
Halfway between French Gulch and Shasta Dam, right in the middle of the car fire footprint.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
And your house was saved?
It is still there,
mm-hmm.
mostly.
And most of the neighborhood also?
Most of the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
yep.
Wow.
The 3 Mile Road, we live at the end of 3 Mile Road from Trinity Mountain Road, and the first 2.5 miles of Trinity Mountain Road was completely destroyed, burned right down to the dirt. And then about a half mile before the 10 houses at the end, the fire, the wind shifted and things, and the fire started doing weird stuff for the next week or two. It would go one way or then the other
mm-hmm.
way. But it was moving differently, and we were able to prevent it from burning anything.
That's so scary. And your wife left you there, and she went on.
She left me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I would have, too. Oh, my goodness. That's really scary. And wow. Wow. And there was nobody else there.
A friend of mine, John Law's tactical training guy, he a Marine, and he stayed.
Okay. Right.
And between us and his son came sneaking out there through the fire lines and got there, and so we were able to keep it back. Basically, we ended up directing the firefighters who did show up when the exchange, what do they call it, where they share
interagency exchange.
Guy. The guy we had was from Meridian, named Jason Cooper, and his little crew came out, and they were happy to help us.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So needless to say, the concert got canceled.
And so I've been practicing for a year now.
Uh-huh. And you were able to get it back, to come back to Reading School of the Arts.
Yeah, and in some ways, it's even better for Marvin, who'll be playing piano, because recently the school was gifted a beautiful Yamaha C7 Conservatory Grand Piano from Kay and David Gassman, doctor in town. And so that is now in the venue, ready to go. And this concert will be the first opportunity that will be played.
That's amazing.
And it's your grandchild that actually goes to the school, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mila Kate goes there.
Then she's excited.
She's she's a cute little kid.
Yeah. I bet.
And, of course, Marvin's playing Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff being, as you know, maybe the best pianist ever in the world, besides Pat, of course.
Well, thanks, Lou.
But to have that kind of a piano to play on will make him happy.
That's amazing. So, and it's all kinds of music that's going to be played.
Yes, we're going to kind of mix it up. As I say, Marvin's going to play Rachmaninoff, but we're going to do some of the Rachmaninoff variations on a theme by Paganini, which other composers have done. But anyway, we're going to show how during the strike of the big band era, Benny Goodman did his own variation. So we're going to play the Rachmaninoff version and then the Benny Goodman version and kind of mix
fun.
It all up.
Oh, that's going to be great. So, Lou, tell me how long you've lived in Reading, or in the North State, not in Reading.
Well, and got out of the Navy band in 1976, came up here and in here.
And you brought your wife, or you met your wife here?
I met my wife here, fortunately. Without her, I would be nothing.
Well, she sounds pretty amazing. I actually have talked to her on the phone, but, yeah, you're a lucky man.
Yes, he is a lucky man.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the performance. It's going to be at Reading School of the Arts. It's going to be on June 29th. I keep losing that at.
And this is on our Stage 19. For those that have been out to the school and seen it before, they probably have noticed we have an outdoor amphitheater. And the doors to the amphitheater reveal three large stages. The center one, when it's closed, will be the venue where Lou and Marvin will be inside. And it seats about 100 to 110. So it's limited seating, but it's really nice. It has a mirrored wall on the backside. So from every angle, folks will be able to see Lou and Marvin performing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does that mean they'll be able to see my bald spot?
All right. And then, so it's going to be,
where do you get tickets?
Oh, that's what. Yep.
Yeah, the tickets are available. Of course, you can pay at the door and take your chances on seating. Or you can call me at the number I'm going to give you in just a moment, or Lou's wife, Kathleen. My number for folks who want to call and get advance tickets is 510-1903. That's 510-1903. And if you want to actually talk to the Whites in person and get your tickets from them, and you don't like me or whatever reason.
Are you telling me you want my wife's phone number?
Yeah. And, or you, perhaps you want your ticket autographed. You can call 359-2078. That's 359-2078.
And you're going to be playing, too.
Well, Lou has got this idea that I think I support it. I'm not really up to this level, and so they've picked a song that I do pretty well on, Autumn Leaves. And the idea, at the intermission, we're going to roll out our second grand piano and marry them together, and we'll have the lid off of that one. And then Lou and Marvin and I'll see what happens with that.
Oh, neat.
Should be beautiful, though.
And then there's going to be refreshments?
Yeah, refreshments, some raffles. Those raffle baskets are provided by
Enjoy the Stores. Is providing some baskets. Yeah,
can't get any better than that.
It's a semi-classical kind of concert, but we're going to do the condensed version of many things. Mm-hmm. In other words, the Mozart concerto, you know, you could spend half an hour playing that thing, but there's no app for it on your iPhone, so people don't relate to it. But we're just going to play the short version of it, the exposition section of it, and so we're going to do a little bit of the Mozart, and then the other things like Rachmaninoff, and I wrote an arrangement of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, because I get to play all the clarinet parts that I like in there, not just the ones I play with the symphony. And then Marvin has to play all the rest of it. So.
And Lou, what instruments are you playing? I don't know if you guys know this or the public knows this. Lou plays multiple instruments, all of the reeded instruments and flute and double reed oboe.
Well, you know the difference between an oboe and an onion. No one cries when you chop up an oboe.
What are you going to be playing for this concert?
I'm going to be playing clarinet mainly, and then alto sax like Paul Desmond in Dave Brubeck's Blue Rondo à la Turque.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And then I might be persuaded to play the flute a little bit, maybe in A Night in Tunisia or something, Dizzy Gillespie song.
Oh, yeah, cool. You know, the place we played at yesterday, the woman came up to me later, and she said she wanted you to play more of the tenor saxophone.
So, fine.
Yeah. Okay,
hot for the tenor.
So the tickets, they're $15, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And the proceeds benefit Reading School of the Arts?
That's correct, yes.
And it is a donation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct, yeah.
But, that sounds awesome. Sounds like a really fun night, and I'm going to try and get my mom there if I can. She would love it.
Oh,
she's a big Benny Goodman fan.
Does she want the tenor sax also?
Probably.
Yes, she does.
Okay. I'm a big fan. I love the sax.
I do, too.
My daughter played the sax for a while, and I was so bummed when she quit. I just loved it. So, yes, play the sax. And she played alto sax, but I like them all. So,
well, thank you guys for promoting the show on KCNR. And
thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll get to get out there and see the show. And We really appreciate you being here.
Always a pleasure to see your smiling face.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Redding Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids, for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Redding Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Redding Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at RedingCivic.com, the Redding Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Redding Civic Auditorium. The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to RedingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to RedingCivic.com to learn more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine, and we are so happy to be here again for North State Now. This has really kind of been a fun deal.
Yes.
And, you know, James and I used to do this, oh gosh, a couple years ago. We had done it for years, and we had to take a little break, and It's nice to be back. It's nice to have you next to me by my side. And James will be back eventually after he finishes his flight.
Ground school. Flight training.
Yeah. So he's quite busy with taking the class with his son, which I think is so cool. And we're going to get right into our next guest. And Yvonne, do you want to introduce?
Sure. So we are actually going to be talking about the California Adventure District. Yes. And this is Nigel Skeet, and he's been in the North State for quite some time. Amazing photographer. And now he's got a new venture. Would you like to tell us about it, Nigel?
Yes, thank you very much. Good to be here. I've been up here, just over 9 years, almost 10 years now. Moved here from L.A. It's about 25 years in L.A. And I love it up here. kind of looked around over the last 9 years. Well, for the first 4 years, I didn't do anything. I just raised my girls.
You haven't had some little girls.
Little girls. Awesome. Yeah. They're little amazing. Girls. They're 9 now. They're 9 going on 23. So they're all completely self-sufficient at this point. but just kind of looked around and had the good fortune of going throughout the whole area, including the coast, which is amazing, and up into the corners, the Modoc and Plumas and we live in an amazing part of the world, and was very fortunate enough to meet and work with a lot of people in this area. And I know that we're trying to improve our economy across the board, and I personally refuse to get into the whole political debates of tax cuts, no tax cuts, or tax raises, whatever. That's not my bag. But I was just kind of wondered how maybe we could play a part in in a rising tide raises all ships. Mm-hmm. And there's some great efforts underway to bring some of the tech and the Silicon Valley people here and some of the other industries here. But for me, the low-hanging fruit was the outdoor recreation.
Yep.
And obviously Redding is known for that. But not just Redding, but this whole area. Mm-hmm. The outdoor recreation is just... it's amazing. And came to the conclusion that the outdoor recreation industry throughout the whole area is underdeveloped, not undeveloped. So it's not like you have to recreate the wheel. I like to use the analogy of, obviously going for the low-hanging fruit, and the low-hanging fruit is the outdoor recreation. And I like to use the analogy of, in L.A., the low-hanging fruit is obviously entertainment, music, and all that kind of stuff. So you go for that industry. And, you wouldn't decide to start a farming community on Sunset and La Brea.
Right.
That
would be, that'd be kind of hard.
That'd be kind of hard. A lot more expensive. So decided to see what we could do in pooling the whole area together and see if we could rebrand the whole, why not take a quarter of California and rebrand it.
Right. Why not?
And so it was one of those things that was just an idea, and then I ran it by a few people that I respect, and they immediately jumped on board. So it's taken a few years to put it together, and I've waited for the right people.
Right.
Because, again, outdoor recreation and all the nature and all that kind of stuff is great, but in the end, it all comes back down to the people. And pass this on to Ryan Spitz.
Ryan Spitz, who is amazing.
About a year ago, and he immediately got it. Him and his wife, Bree, are mm-hmm. amazing, and they immediately got it. And so we just kind of been getting our feet wet in this whole thing. So the purpose really is to rebrand the entire North State as the California Adventure District. And, the world's largest outdoor natural theme park or adventure park, however you want to put it. And for me, the key word there is California. It's a it's a great name in marketing. It has a great score around the world. Certain words have a great, a recognizable score, right?
Right.
Apple, Google,
imagery comes to your head.
Well, you could
say California.
You could be anywhere in the world and mention the word Apple, mm-hmm. and everybody knows who it is, or iPhone. And it's the same thing with the word California. You could be in Australia or Thailand or South Africa and Brazil and mention the word California, and it's an immediate connection.
Right. And do you think that people that are in other countries, and when you say California, they think movie stars and beaches, or do you think they're aware of, I mean, what we have up here? I mean, there are beaches, you know, of course, but it's just a lot more rustic than, say, Southern California, I think.
I think the word California, it depends. Obviously, within California, some people are ticked off at the word California, but, and that's fine. But I think around the world, I think it depends on what industry these people are in or what they connect to. Obviously, the entertainment industry is huge, so when you say California, you know, a lot of people think movie stars. And
Hollywood,
Beverly Hills. But also another big one that people think about is obviously Silicon Valley and Facebook and Google
True.
All that kind of stuff. And another one, another big one is obviously Yosemite. Right, which is huge. So we have a nice, variety of imagery that goes along with California. And I actually think the adventure stuff fits right in there.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So and living here, I think we just kind of take it for granted that we do live here. But even while we're sitting here talking right now around the world, there are millions of people who are actually planning their trip to California at some point this year or next year, or they're dreaming about coming to California. So if we can just kind of tap into that a little bit.
Get them to come up here.
Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
More adventures, less crowd.
So can you tell us a little bit about the Ryan's little adventure that he just went on? And I say little.
Not so little.
I have a feeling that the reason why he's not here is he decided to run back. You know, let's make it 660 miles.
Oh, goodness. Emily and I were just so fortunate to go up to Mount Shasta and see him run that race. Well, you need to talk about that race before I just keep talking. But Emily and I were just blown away by this.
Well, it was amazing. You know, one of the things that came to mind when started the whole California Adventure Just Like idea is to have some kind of world-class event that goes across the area. And Ryan is the one who came up with the whole race. from the beach to Mount Shasta, and he put it together. And we called it the California Untamed, and the whole idea was to really create a world-class endurance race. And so he did put it together, and as he mapped it out, it would end up being the longest and the most extreme point-to-point endurance race in the United States. And then I believe his wife Bree said, "Well, you got to run it first." And document it.
Uh-huh.
So he did. So he
and
just,
you were part of the crew.
And I was part of the crew. And so, I want to see this.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. He decided to run 6 days, 5 nights.
330 miles.
From Arcata to Mount Shasta. And it was an amazing experience because, you know, there were a lot of unknowns.
Of course.
And the course itself that he'd put together was amazing, but it was also, he'd never run it before, so there were a lot of unknowns, you know. And so some of the trails that were supposed to be there weren't there.
So he was bushwhacking his way through some of the...
He was bushwhacking his way through. You know, Ryan's one of those rare individuals that sets his mind to something, and he just... goes for it.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
he got
so
up
John Muir, Ryan Spitz.
Ryan Spitz. You know,
and he was going to be here tonight, but he is doing a he's doing a race up in Mount Shasta.
He's organizing a race up in Mount Shasta, and he's actually bushwhacking the trail right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and talk to you some more.
Yep.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Enjoy.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I invite you to experience Redding's downtown dining history.
I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Reading, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street and opens 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Reading's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Last bedtime, time it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keeps shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
Enjoy.
And welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And we're here with Nigel Skeet and also Emily Miranda, who works in our office. She's just quietly sitting here doing social media work. Hi, Emily. But we're going to continue talking to Nigel about California Untamed and the California Adventure District. I think one of my biggest questions, Nigel, is I really want to know about the whole experience of you being on the crew for the endurance run.
Well, because this was number one, I don't think none of us really knew what to expect. But pretty quickly it turned out that I was there just to make sure that Ryan didn't die.
Well, you did a good job.
Yes. Daddy roll.
Your work is done.
Yes. Bring him back home safe. Okay.
And he got lost a couple times, too, correct?
He did. Yes, he did. I mean, we were lucky that we had the satellite trackers because for a big part of the course, there was no cell service at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the little handheld satellite trackers, and it turned into be a three-way communication. So I would have to, you know, text to his wife, and his wife would have to text to Ryan if he was still there somewhere. But we were able to somewhat track him. But we lost him a few times, and especially on day three, actually,
was the hardest day?
That was the hardest. We all, you know. Realistically, we were probably within 15 minutes of calling air rescue.
Oh, wow.
Him and Eric were both up on Orleans, and there was supposed to be a trail on the way down. it was marked, but there wasn't one, so they made it, I don't know how many yards.
Oh, my gosh.
And then ended up in 6 and 8 foot high brush.
Oh, my gosh.
And just decided to bushwhack their way through it, but it ended up being, instead of three and a half, 4 hours, it ended up being 10 hours.
Wow.
So they actually ran out of water and food and nutrition and all that kind of stuff. So that was kind of an unforeseen thing.
Wow.
But eventually they made it out. And at the end of that day, we actually had a serious conversation. Look, you've already done more than most people would ever do. You know, they were in bad shape. It's like,
And his ankles were...
His ankles were already giving him a hard time. So we just decided to pull over on the side of the road and camp, set up a tent, sleep, and deal with it in the morning. And so dealt with it in the morning. His ankles were still giving him grief. But again, Ryan's like, he's one of those rare individuals. He's like, I'm making it to Pony Flat.
Wow.
So he just kept running, running, hobbling, hiking, running, walking.
Wow.
The whole thing.
And bears. And
yes. The bear thing was pretty funny. I think we saw our first bear on day two, and it was like, oh, look, bear, bear, bear. And by day four, it was like, hey, look, another bear. What should we call this one? Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of bears. Met some amazing people along the way. And probably the big thing was, you know, a little bit of a test for the California Adventure District idea. So the fact that he lives here and he has this wide network of runners throughout the whole area, and that we started in Arcata, and there was 15, 20 runners from that area, from Arcata, joined at, you know, at 5 a.m. at the start, and they love this whole thing. They love the whole concept of you know, working together or running together. So there was a number of runners that started with him, and there was one runner in particular who made it about 24 miles. Wow. And then on day five, I think we were in the middle of the eddies somewhere, or he was in the middle of eddies, and a runner had decided to, from Sausalito, decided to calculate where he might be. And he actually drove 5 hours and parked his car and hiked up to where he thought Ryan would be, and they met and they ran together.
Wow.
And then on day six, his father-in-law joined him, and we had 20-year-old Cordell Brock from Shasta College came up.
Wow.
Great kid and running, and he ran the last 20 miles with Ryan up to Bunny Flat. So it was and as he was running through Mount Shasta, it was kind of fun to see the people reacting to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always a good test when when you start something like this, you tend to live in a bubble, right? And it's really good when you meet people on the outside and they're reacting to it and they bring it up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, there's something here.
Right. So you're not a runner, are you? Or
no, I do not. I could run 330 yards.
So you were in a car.
We had the Jeep, and the Jeep was Ryan's Jeep, so. The Jeep was the refueling station. So
he was alone through a lot of the run,
yes.
Correct?
Okay. Eric ran with him on a couple of legs of the journey, shall we say. Eric Leslie.
Uh-huh.
Amazing guy.
And he also did some video.
Great video, droning, photography. So this is turning into a documentary.
That's so great.
California Untamed.
Uh-huh.
And then the course is going to be a couple of reroutes, but the course itself will be – there will be a California Untamed 2020.
Awesome.
And we're going to see if we can invite the top 20 endurance athletes from around the world to come and try and tame it.
Wow.
Because
I love it.
At the end of the day, the California Untamed, it kicked his butt. And so the marketing aspect of this will be to see if people can actually come and tame it.
Uh-huh. Wow, that sounds, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that ties in with the California Adventure District.
Yeah, it ties in really well because we're going to add a mountain bike division to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a California Untamed course, similar 330 miles for mountain bikes. And it'll end up being a world-class thing. I think we already have people offering to live stream the whole thing next year.
Wow.
And, you know, maybe even approach some of the networks if it's you know, Amazon or, you know, ESPN or whatever that looks like,
mm-hmm.
to see if they can live stream it.
That's awesome. We do have a story about this California Untamed and California Adventure District that's coming out in our July issue, which will be out probably next week. I think they're going to start delivering maybe tomorrow, but for sure next week. But it's a pretty incredible story, and, you know, I was really impressed, and I just admired all of you that did this and, you know, out there for 6 days. And I was really happy that we got to be there at the end and see him come in and cheer him on, and that was just incredible. He's incredible to be able to do something like that and do it by himself. I mean, do the run, a lot of the run alone.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing about Ryan is that not only is he a great athlete, he's a really good guy. He's a mm-hmm. really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's the owner of the
Shasta Trail Runs.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a big supporter of our community and a big team player. And the other thing is, you know, he looks the part.
He does. Definitely. Like a Viking.
and I'm going to just tell you really quickly, tell the listeners that we did this story when this story was being sent to print when the run was still happening. It was almost over, but I had asked Nigel, I said, we're going to need pictures, so hopefully you're going to be able to send us some pictures.
Well, so I'll tell you a story about that. So we pulled up to this lookout tower that was manned, I think it was Eddie Gulch lookout tower.
I think that's what it was.
And but, yeah. And the battery in my Mac died. I was like, how am I going to get these pictures to you? And Daryl, who mans the lookout tower, is like, hey, come on up and plug your stuff in.
Oh,
like,
nice.
That's
awesome.
Great.
So, yeah, we got the pictures yep. the day we had to go to print, or actually the day we had our copy editor proof the magazine. And I was so grateful that they came in because I was starting to panic. There was a couple days I didn't hear from you, and I was going, oh, what are we going to do? We've got the story. We've got to get pictures for.
Wasn't my fault. There was no service.
Yeah, but it was really kind of cool. I did follow as much as I could on Facebook, and you guys did a pretty good job. There was information in a lot of different places, so I wasn't quite sure where to go most of the time. But
well, we had a lot of people live tracking on the website.
Right,
and,
yes.
Day two and day five and six, we had like 500 people live tracking.
Yeah.
That was great. I got a lot of messages. Yeah,
yeah.
It was awesome. It was a great experience.
Yeah, and people were able to send him messages.
Yes.
From their
He got a lot of messages.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, a lot of messages of encouragement.
And I would imagine you would need a lot of encouragement.
Yeah.
It was probably really great when the other people actually joined him. He probably got even more inspired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Well,
yeah.
That was the key.
Right.
That was, you know, because even though he decided he planned on running until 8 o'clock at night, oftentimes it went until 8. Until midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was running until
And
midnight.
He said, I heard him talking about one day or one night he wasn't running through a river or a creek or something with Eric.
Yep.
And they were in water up to their thighs or up to their waists or something.
Yeah, that was a shortcut.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Wow.
I really am impressed with all of you, and I can't wait to see the video.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
When is that going to come out?
I'd give it 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah. And we're going to enter it into film festival.
I was going to say.
Good.
Yeah, great.
So. That's wonderful.
Good, good.
Well, we are just about ready to wrap up. We have another minute or so. Is there anything else you want to share before we sign off?
Well, the other thing is, you know, the other aspect of this, the race was great, Ryan was great, but it also reiterated for all of us how amazing the area was.
Yes.
You know, just and that we do need more cell towers. And I'll never take a flushing toilet for granted ever again. but just seriously how amazing our area is. You know, Trinity Alps, Klamath, and all that stuff was just beautiful.
And there's a website?
CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com, so people can sign up there right now, and it'll be live within the next couple of days.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, Nigel, we really appreciate you being here and talking to us about this awesome, awesome adventure.
And anytime.
And we'll be talking soon because we're your friends with this California Adventure District. So
friends are a good thing to have.
Right.
We love it.
So we're gonna sign off now, and we appreciate everybody listening tonight. My name is Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Yvonne Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.